Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Yes, this is one of my favorite book covers, folks, by the late, great Urban Schiff, who was a man of courage and truth that stood up for truth against the corrupt federal government. Although he made some mistakes, but he did a lot of good work and was a pioneer in this whole field of telling the truth about the government lies. Let's do it. Hello, my friends. I am Peyman Mutahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. In this presentation, I will cover this question, why the IRS will implode even with 87,000 new employees, which has been allocated to the IRS for the next 10 years to hire. So with that, I get this powerful presentation. Starts right here. Yes, 87,000 IRS agents to be hired, and the media tells you that, oh, you should be afraid. And no, my friends, you should not be afraid, because these are the facts, okay? The fact is that, oh, let's go back up. The IRS in 2022 has only 78,000 employees, which is about half of what the IRS had about 27 years ago. In 1990s, IRS had about 150,000 employees. Number two of IRS employees are eligible for retirement now. Therefore, they will be gone within 5 to 10 years. Yes, they'll be gone. The most experienced, knowledgeable people IRS has and know what to do relatively better than all the other employees, the best people they have, which is not that good to begin with, they will be gone within the next 5 to 10 years, folks. How long can you keep 65, 70, 75-year-old people working, folks? They are going to be saying goodbye soon. Next, IRS audits heavily the tax returns of people who IRS gives money for being poor and have children with the earned income tax credit. Yes, you did not know that, folks, most of you, but IRS is not just a tax collection agency. They're also a money giveaway agency. Yes, they give money to the poor people with children. Yes, I know people that work at Wendy's and McDonald's, maybe 30 hours a week, are married with 2-3 children. They actually get money back, all the taxes they paid back, and then some when they file for income tax confession forms. Therefore, there is a lot of error, because though there's tables involved, how much you get depending how many children you have, how much you make. It's not a simple thing. And a lot of these people who file for these kind of returns are lower education, okay? And they make a lot of mistakes. And the tax preparers make a lot of mistakes. IRS must spend a lot of their efforts auditing these people far more than the average person to make sure they are not giving government's money to people willy-nilly by mistake. So that is taking a lot of resources of the IRS from coming and harassing you. Then IRS must audit big percentage of very large corporations. Yes, the audit of very large corporations used to be near 100%. All the major corporations like Google and Facebook, 90%+ audit rate they used to have, now down to under 50%, but still, those are tax returns. The return is like 5,000, 10,000 pages or more. It takes very skilled accountants to understand those things and try to get into those things, okay? So that is another job the IRS has, not just you, the individual, but these mega corporations. That's a big burden on the IRS, okay? Now, here's the better part, you love. Did you know that only IRS used to audit only over one person in 100? Yep, only over one person in 100 used to be audited by the IRS. Now, less than one person out of 200 is audited. Yeah, that's right, folks. It's very low. That means 99 out of 100 used to be free. Now 199 out of the 200 is free. Yes, 199 people out of 200 are left completely alone. And most of the audits are really simple, mailing this that or that copy of this document audits. That's it. They're not real audits. They're not. They come knock at your door of home or business to come meet with you and say, they're not like that. Now, more importantly, audit of non-filers is now near zero. That's right. If you do not file 1040 income tax confession trap forms, they have been auditing people near zero. And I can tell you, folks, I've noticed that decline since 2010, and I'll show you some other numbers of the IRS has really gone down since 2010, okay? Hang in there. IRS still has millions of unprocessed tax returns and letters. Yep, people have filed the 1040 income tax confession trap forms, mailed it in, IRS still has not processed them, and millions of letters people have sent the IRS have not been opened or opened and not responded to. In one of my previous presentations I showed about 6 months ago, one of my students sent the IRS a change of address letter, one page, simple change of address, my old address, new address, my name, address, SS number, sign. Hey, take note of this. After 4 months, IRS sent a form canned letter. Please give us 60 days to review your correspondence and get back. Why do you need 4 months to do a simple change of address, right? And guess what? They send the change of that letter, the form letter, to the old wrong address. That's how bogged down and incompetent the IRS really is, folks, okay? Now, and IRS forced collections are down by over 90% since 2011. See, forced collections are an indication IRS being down in every area. Also, 90% of phone calls to the IRS back in 2021 were not answered. That's incredible. They can't even answer phones, folks, okay? So the fact is, folks, IRS in its own internal revenue manual, you see right here called the IRM, here, they tell employees, okay, the truth. The IRS doesn't tell its employees that IRS authority to tax you is based on law. Is based on your beliefs. That's right, your beliefs. They say our system of taxation depends on taxpayers' belief. That is your belief. They convince you to believe in Tooth Fairy or Easter Bunny or believe that the tax law they follow applies to everyone. Well, that's what they want you to believe, but it doesn't. If they want you to have the belief, and the IRS will respect and protect the rights under the law, all will be nice to you. Well, yeah, But there's no law behind them, folks. It's all bluff. Yep. You see, and two former Irish commissioners, Fred Goldberg and Charles Rosati, will prove for you in just a minute that the IRS is 99% bluff. And the IRS is relying on you voluntarily agreeing to be a tax slave by filing a 1040 income tax confession trial form and admit that you owe the IRS money. Mm-hmm. So this Bloomberg article came out February 17, 2021, you know, where this is the relevant part of this article, written by these two men. You show their pictures, former IRS commissioners. Here's what they say. What's critical here? Folks, it's critical here that you get this. They're writing to fans of the IRS. They're saying, look, we want to get more money to this socialist, communist, central system. We need to fleece more money from the American people. Okay? These are not freedom lovers. Okay? They're saying what's critical here, that substantially all of the revenue increase was underlined in the article, okay? Okay? See, the word not, look at the article on the bottom right. That not on the bottom right is in the article. They had it bolded. The only letter they had bolded was the not on the bottom right to make sure you all get it. Okay, everybody gets it. Does not come from IRS audits. Substantially all of the revenue increase does not come from IRS audits. IRS is not God. We're not all powerful. We cannot just audit more people to collect more money. It comes substantially all of the revenue comes from taxpayers getting it right when they file the returns. When you file that 1040 income tax confession form with a rope around your neck and admit you owe the IRS money. Yep, that's how they're doing it, folks. And they do that this way. The IRS, television broadcasters, news broadcasters, and false charismatic preachers that push your fear button, shock button, panic button, anxiety. They tell you to pay your taxes, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, file early to avoid penalties. See, that's a real reason that people paying taxes. They've been programmed to do so when there is no law requiring you to do so. Okay, look at this, folks. This is one of my favorites, folks. You see why 87,000 agents don't matter? You'll see why it doesn't matter. Because even back in 1996, here's a letter from the IRS. Letter that was sent to some guy in Oregon. Second paragraph, based on our 1996 tax filing program, we estimate there are approximately 63 million taxpayers who have not filed a tax return and initially would appear to have a legal requirement to file. This estimate is based on data available to the service on the individual master file. Wow. Think about that, folks. 63 million Americans did not file back in 1996. Is there 63 million Americans in prison because they didn't file? Are these 63 million people having their bank accounts and paychecks seized by the IRS because you didn't file? Of course not, folks. You see, IRS is bluff. It's a huge number of non-filers. Okay, so right now the real number is probably about 80 million with population increase of non-filers. No need to be afraid of these guys, folks. And they have all this information on the individual master file, okay? This is based upon the having your W-2 or 1099 information on their computers in their individual master file. They have that. And they're only estimating. They don't even know. It's an estimate, see? They're estimating, even though they have your W-2 or 1099 information on their computers. Now, for non-filers, it's even worse for the IRS. This is from the George Soros-funded Communist ProPublica online publication, okay? And the IRS's ability to investigate has atrophied. Oh, they call us criminals. Oh, you, because you, the average American, you potentially are a criminal, right? Especially if you don't file, right? Look at this. Investigation of people who don't file a return have plunged in 2010. You see on the left of this chart, it was 2.3 million. That's what the IRS says. On the bottom right, it's gone down 2017 to 360,000. And I'm telling you, based upon personal experience, that number has gone down to now near zero in 2021 and 2022. Yes, in fact, I can tell you this, 2020 and 2021, I didn't see even one case. 2020 or 2021. Yep. 22, they start just a tiny bit. Less than 2017. Yeah, folks, this is not the IRS that was known in the 60s through the early 2000 years. They're dying. And look at this. This is just came out January 2022 from the Taxpayer Advocate Service. This is IRS's own Taxpayer Advocate Service admitting that the IRS is a failed agency. Forced collections are down by over 90%. Look at this, folks. This shows from 2010 to 2021, you know, how much the top blue-green line is number of levies, forced taking out people's bank accounts, paychecks, and other liquid assets. Look at their 2011, the second group of lines on the top right. It was 3.7 million IRS levies. Yep. But guess what? It went down just about every year, pretty consistently down to, look at the bottom left of this chart, 2021, to only about 300,000 levies. Over 90% drop, and the trend is clear. And the corona hoax, folks, yes, the corona hoax, the double mask, social distancing, lockdown, don't show up to work. We have these shifts that are staggered because we don't want to be too close to each other. In 2020-21, at IRS, levies go down to practically zero. Yes, I know. Because I noticed it. I'm not getting people complaining to me about that. 2022, finally, a little bit, they doing very tiny bit because the corona hoax is over. But remember, even to know, their situation in IRS has been bad for a long time. Yep. So this car, now you're going to see this, the presentation of Bug's Life, okay? This is the grasshoppers having the American people, folks. This is grasshoppers having the ants enslaved. The bug, called the movie called A Bug's Life. And it really tells the story of you and the government. Okay? They really don't have the power to come get you all. You didn't realize it's a lot more than us, than them. We outnumber them. And if you ever figure it out, folks, their gig is over. Watch for this wonderful explanation by...
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boy. They're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this grain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
How about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
Yeah, you see, folks, we outnumber them not by 100 to 1, as Hopper says here, but well over 10,000 to 1. If you ever figure that out, folks, there goes their way of life. See, we need to have all of us join hands and stop funding the criminal element in Washington, D.C., the swamp. We need to stop voluntarily paying for the salaries of people in CDC and FDA to murder Americans along with the pharmaceutical vaccine makers with that corona hoax jab that has murdered over 100,000 Americans already, at least. Hundreds of thousands more have been seriously injured. And American people have been unwittingly funding these criminals, even though no law requires you to do so. And you've seen that in my other presentations, right? You must watch those videos if you have not done so at livefreenow.org after your law school's website, right? So let's go, folks, now. Here we go. Folks, you're saying, well, Paymont, you know, what can we do? Well, folks, you can stand up like me. Look at this, folks. Since 1994, IRS has looked at me as a potential fraudulent tax process promoter, and I've never been indicted by the IRS for any tax crimes. Never. They know about it. Instead of coming after me criminally, they put me in prison. In 2009, IRS taxed me over $663,000 for 13 years. Yet, I had the IRS appeals office and a U.S. tax court zero out and remove all of. In 2003, the IRS started investigating me as an abusive tax shelter promoter. Folks, after 13 years, the IRS closed the investigation and took no action against me. Folks, if I can do it, you can do it with my support. I'll help you, folks. The gig is up. We just join hands, and we all, like avalanche, stop filing, stop paying the criminals. We just overwhelm them, just like you saw in that cartoon. We overwhelm them. Okay? So what you want to do, folks, is rather be afraid to write your lawmakers. But let me tell you this, folks. Here's the thing about this IRS issue. I didn't tell you this. 87,000 IRS agents are over 10 years. It's only 8,700 per year each of the 10 years. So this is to replace the agents that are going to leave anyhow. 78,000 agents, right? Within 5 years, that's going to be cut down to about 40,000, 50,000. So they just trying to replace the most experienced people they got with some new agents. That is, they're going just auditors. They're going to update their computers. They're going to have people telephone calls. And they're going to get more auditors. But still, that's not going to bring them back anywhere close to where they were, even in 2010. Don't be afraid. What you want to do is that peace of mind. You keep yourself out of prison. 100% is one way. One way to get out of prison 100%, not be afraid. Follow the law. Follow the law 100% of the time in the Internal Revenue Code. Yes, in the federal tax laws. I know this is intimidating, okay? You got all these tiny fonts, tissue, paper thin laws, but I've got the relevant language, folks, solved. The stuff that really matters is all in the definitions of the deceived you with lies. Okay? So what Field Moscow does to you guys is this, okay? I'll help you to write the congressmen, lawmakers of the law. And you should file and pay income taxes only if your congressman can show you the law that requires you to file income tax. That's it. Write all three of them. If they do not show the law to you, you should not pay income tax, but you don't have to. You see, you don't have to pay tribute to the It's Really Satan Beast IRS. Because you're paying tribute, folks. When you pay the IRS, you say, I'm afraid of you, I'm paying you tribute to, just like you see in the movies, the kings 2,000, 7,000 years ago, Egyptians, oh, from the faraway land, we bought your gifts and pay your tribute. That's what you're doing, folks. You don't need to do that. Write your lawmakers, okay? And you will see in these letters that are on our website at livefreenow.org, the sample of these letters for free, okay, to fill out and send to all three congressmen. And after showing them the law, and in the letters you show the law, quote the law, and have the law attached on government's official legal websites, printed, and the relevant language highlighted for ease of use, saying, look, if I'm wrong, let me know, I will pay my fair share. Otherwise, stop the criminals from ripping off the American people. So here it is, folks. You say, this is I appreciate your service to our country and for taking the time to fully read my letter. If I'm reading this letter with attached IRC and CFR sections, that's the laws, folks, and Supreme Court cases, you can show me that I have somehow missed these statutes, regulations, or U.S. Supreme Court decisions, and that I do owe federal income taxes. I will gladly pay all taxes due and will consider such payment to be my fair share. And at the end, you say, I'll look forward to your timely, specific, and on-point reply. And you know what, folks? They never write you back on point. They either ignore you so far, or they give you some off-the-wall answers because they can see that you are right. And you are right. And they will never want you to say, well, I wrote my congressman, all three, certified mail. They never showed me that I was wrong. Here it is, jury, see the law for yourself. They would never want you to put this education on law before the jury, to educate the jury, to acquit you and join our cause. Yes, that happened to Vern Holland when they came after him in about 1990, tried to put him in prison, and the jury 11-1 acquitted him because he did the good job of explaining the law that he understood at the time. And five of those jurors afterwards joined his organization, the Freeman Education Association. Yeah! The government recruited members to our cause by putting these jurors before a man who knew the law fairly well to explain to the jurors. What we got is far better than what Vern Holland ever did. The entire jury pool will join us. Okay? So you don't have to ever be prosecuted, put in prison at all, because you follow the law verbatim, government's legal websites, and you double, triple, and quadruple checking it with each of your three congressmen, all three of them. Yeah. So then, folks, you want to join Restore Freedom Plan, folks, by not paying the income taxes that you never owed in the first place. And you stop voluntarily support of the deep state enemies of yours, IRS, U.S. Department of Injustice, false Bureau of Investigations, criminal doctor corporation, CDC, okay, false, drug association, FDA, okay, NSA, CIA, all these alphabet soup criminal agencies in D.C. who are your enemies, the swamp. Don't have to voluntarily support them anymore. You can instead restore freedom and prosperity for you, your family, and America, and promote live and let live and love and let love. That's what we all want, don't we? Don't you, my friend? See? And by joining Restore Freedom Plan, you can feel safe in your decision to join the Restore Freedom Plan. All of you joining hands together with Freedom Law School's seven-year $1 million guarantee. Yep. Folks, you will not go to prison, fall under law. 100% right? 100% free, right? And even for money, civil cases, you get an incredible $70 million guarantee. You get education, incredible education, empowering education, and unlimited support, letter writing, anything with the IRS or third parties above the IRS done for you. And every one of you is guaranteed to save money. Guaranteed. Okay? In this program. Every one of you. So, with that, folks, you know, you don't have to be afraid of this satanic system. Who does that guy remind you of, right? See, red and black colors and anger and fear he's trying to stoke? Well, this is his master, folks. You notice the colors match? Yesterday, Biden had two military officers behind him to show the satanic minions, to show I'm going to force you. You better be afraid of me. That's what he is doing, folks. You don't need to be afraid of these guys, folks. You really don't. Okay? That's not necessary. The solution is for you to seek God. It is said, my people suffer for lack of knowledge, right? And you see, just seek knowledge, love knowledge, and you will find the freedom you have been looking for. All you got to do for your own liberating knowledge, go to our website, livefreenow.org. It's all there. You see, that's what the founding fathers, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, all these guys, folks, they were very educated men. They sought the truth. And their love of truth is what gave them the freedom that they gained. Yes, they did it. And so can you. IRS being a powerful entity is a myth. I've shown you IRS is fluff. Right? A7000 agents is not a big deal at all. It's just going to slow down their demolition. This is the kind of world we all want. Happiness, peace, and prosperity by all. Joy. Right? We can have it, folks. Seek the knowledge. Go to our website at livefreenow.org, right? And one more thing I want to add, folks, is the best for last. IRS will implode. Anyways, even with all these agents, 8,700 per year for 10 years, right? Because the core of any modern organization is their computer system. If your computer systems are down, you're a dead duck. You're out of business these days. That's like, you know, if a business was down, you know, 40 years ago without electricity, they were down, right? Well, now it's like electricity stops you, and now having no computers that work, that will kill you. Well, that's IRS's problem too. See, this article, okay, at ATR.org, 40 years of failure. IRS unable to fix computer systems. This came out on March 5th, 2022, just a few months ago. Yep, folks, and this, man, look at this computer, this UNIVAC computer they had, right? This thing shows documents that for over 4 years, IRS has tried and failed to update its main computer system. Regardless of funding level, and regardless of who controls the White House and Congress, the bureaucracy is simply unable to pull it off. Doesn't matter, folks, who's in power. It's not about funding. It's not about funding level of money for the IRS, it doesn't matter. They have not been able to update their computers. Okay? See, the IRS and progressive Democrats, the communist Democrats, continue to plead poverty and pretend the failure is due to insufficient funding rather than incompetence. You see, they pretend that it is, you know, is due to insufficient funding, but that's not it, folks. See, $80 billion they got funded for 10 years, 87,000 new employees in 10 years, that will not solve the problem, okay? Rather, the problem is incompetence. Yep, incompetence, folks, okay? Centrally management entities do not work. It's against laws of nature to have massed from a central earthly authority. That's why the most powerful Soviet Union started in early 20th century, imploded from within in 1991. And the same thing is going to happen to the IRS. See, this is right there. Well, these people that are crying for the IRS. Here started April 1982, folks. Okay. Again in April 1985. Another article in April 1985, folks. From way back in the 1980s, folks. You know, they're saying IRS got a problem. Yep, because IRS's mainframe computer that has an individual master file and business master file on individuals and businesses was back to 1962. Yes. 1962, folks, is 60 years old on assembly and COBOL languages. It's not even taught for decades. For decades that has been taught in universities anymore. And the pool of people that know it goes down, and they got patchwork on top of patchwork, and the system is very inflexible. You have 60 offices. Okay, they actually ship computer files by mail to other IRS offices, or fax or mail files. You have no centralized system that you believed until now. Because IRS is watching me, the central authority is watching me. No, it's all bluff. Okay? And they have, over the decades, you see, they've been unable to fix their system. See, these are articles in the 80s, 90s, you know. Okay, IRS just keep having not be able to fix it because central systems are, by their nature, areas they do not work. Okay? So folks, read that article on your own. There's too much good stuff in there for me to quote. But on part two of this presentation, next time, I'll give you more juicy stuff, more documentation about the IRS. Okay? It's not a problem. You can be free. Go to livefreenow.org, folks. It was no accident that you came across Freedom Law School and these presentations. You were looking for the truth, weren't you? Well, you found it. You were meant to find this information. So continue on the path that you all do by your heart and your mind. And you will find the freedom. And we will join together and restore freedom for you and prosperity and freedom for all America at the same. Livefreenow.org is your next step in this journey to freedom. Go there now. Okay, so the air on, guys, is getting hot in here. Okay, all right. Well, folks, I'm going to go to your questions now. So let's see if you have anybody with callers. I want to take your calls first, and then I'm going to take the questions we have here from a name, Brett of Louisiana. You send some paperwork. I'll review it for you at no charge. All of you can send up to 10 pages of documents to me. I'll review them for you on the Freedom Hour at no charge, folks. I'm happy to help you out and have others also help in your situation. So do you have callers from what area codes? If so, guys, give me the list of the callers, please. One caller from area code 813. Well, let's see who it is, and my friend, give me only your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question.
Hi, this is Rex. I absolutely plan to follow your program because it makes sense. I was unclear on how is a person not a resident of Washington, D.C. if they don't correct their status to state national?
Okay. Well, basically, there's no need anything to correct. The assumption that you somehow became a Washington, D.C. is false. I mean, let me ask you, you live in what state, Rex?
Florida.
Florida. Have you ever lived as a citizen or resident in the District of Columbia?
No, I haven't.
Then you're not ever have been from D.C. Therefore, there's nothing to revoke.
Okay. Do you feel there's any reason?
It's like this. Let me ask the question. Rex, have you ever stopped eating your homosexual lover? See, this assumption that you just assumption is homosexual, one. Number two, I was beating him, and I got to stop beating him. But the problem is I never had a homosexual lover, and I was never beating anybody. You see, same here. You are never tricked into becoming a U.S. citizen of Washington, D.C. to now revoke and cancel it. Got it?
Okay. I did have one other question. The W-4 exempt, how does that compare to the W-8BN?
W-A-B?
Or the W-8BN?
W-8BN beneficiary, okay. The W-4 is, again, is not for you. W-8-BEN is not for you either. Period. W-8-BEN, some pages misunderstand. I think that's the way for them to deal with third parties and employers. It's not. You should not have to fill out any form with the employer because your employer is not have anything to do with the federal government to begin with. They're required to fill out a W-4 or W-8 at all. You guys all duped into thinking the United States in tax law means what we think in regular life, which is the 50 states, union of the 50 states. But in this book, folks, United States generally means only the District of Columbia. United States means D.C. United States person, folks, in this book is a Washington, D.C. person. You understand that? I'm not a United States person. 99.9% of you are not either because you're not from the District of Columbia. We're not U.S. persons for tax laws. For citizenship purposes, nationality purposes, yes. I am a U.S. citizen, and so are you, and a state citizen, and a state national, all at the same time. All right, any other questions, Rex? By the way, Rex, how did you hear about Freedom Law School?
A buddy of mine actually recommended you. He mentioned that you do a great job of doing your research and also explaining it, where average Joe Sixpack can understand it, and it's true. You do an amazing job with that, and I appreciate you. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. My pleasure, my friend. Thank you for calling, Rex. Do you have any more callers, guys? Nope. Let's go to Brett now from Louisiana, who has sent paperwork here for me to review. Let's see what you got here, Brett, okay? Let's see now. Now, you blocked out a lot of stuff in the front of the letter, and I think you blacked out a little bit too much, perhaps, Brett, because it's not very clear necessarily who the letter came from, okay? Let's see. Well, let me see what your email says. I have a legal service I pay for. I had a lawyer do some research for me to find any information that might be used against someone making the contention that most Americans are not liable for the income tax. I've attached his response below and would like comments on them this evening, if possible, on the live show. If not, a response anytime would be appreciated. Okay, right. Well, what you got here is looks like a bunch of cases, okay? Yeah, these are some stuff from IRS's website. Yep. So this letter they sent you, Brett, this is from IRS's website. These are court cases. These are court of appeal cases. And they just quote them. So these court cases, I'm not sure, Brett, okay? These court cases, that they just quotes. Have you looked them up? See what they say, what they're about. And guess what? These are not law. The law is what the United States Code is, all tax laws, and what the U.S. Supreme Court interprets them to be. That is it. Even the IRS says that. These low-level court cases are only law. In that person's case, in that particular situation, that is it. That's a well-established law. The law of the land, the past for our set of laws, is published, passed by Congress, signed by President. It's in United States Code. And that law is interpreted by only U.S. Supreme Court. And that's it. Some IRS agents, some lawyer, some website article by some lawyer, or CPA, or IRS agent, in writing, or telephone, or federal lower court, court of appeals, none of them are law. And he's citing one of those, some court cases that apply only in those people in those situations. Okay? Now, I did, another question also here somebody got. I'll get to that. Now, I did if you go to our Odyssey channel, by the way, folks, let me show that to you. Okay? The Odyssey channel, let me see if I can get that for you. Yep. Let's see. Let's go to our Freedom Hour. RC has a great place to have a lot of our videos. All the nice organized. I've done a video about this issue. We have talked about this. Okay. And in this place, if you go here, you can see it in front of you. If you do a search on this, and I did with a guy named Juan Galt. Yeah, he debated me on this issue. So here we go. Freedom Law School versus Juan Galt. Here we go. So there's two of them I did. Yeah, here we go. One, and here is another one. This guy claimed to be a lawyer, and he hid on the image of this guy with the mustache in the top left. You know, he wouldn't show his face. Yeah, show him all the Supreme Court cases, all the laws, about everything. Yeah, he couldn't refute at all. Okay? So... yeah, this guy, so anyhow, and here's the second one. I just follow up on that, okay, explaining the errors of this guy in more detail about this stuff, that all this stuff only apply. Here we go. Here it is, folks. This is the IRM I quoted in this page, okay? Okay. Here it is. In fact, I copied that in there for everybody to read, okay? Here we go. Here it is, IRM. Although it's part of it, not all of it, but it still is there. Okay, let me see if I get it back just a little bit for you. See if I can do that. Yeah, no, I guess I gotta go just a little bit forward. Okay, here we go. Okay. Certain court cases lend more weight to a position than others. A case decided by the U.S. Supreme Court becomes the law of the land and takes precedence over decisions of lower courts. See, what this guy showed was lower court decisions. The Internal Revenue Service must follow Supreme Court decisions. For examiners, the IRS, Supreme Court decisions have the same weight as the code. Decisions made by the lower court, such as tax court, district court, or claims court, are binding on the service only for the particular taxpayer and the years litigated. Same thing goes for you. Adverse decisions of lower courts do not require the service to alter its position for other taxpayers. See, IRS goes by that, and I agree 100% with the IRS interpretation right here. The lower level of courts, like the one his lawyer gave you, do not mean anything if they contradict the code. Code is the law, United States Code, and the Supreme Court decision. All right, you can watch that video if you want to. It's got Freedom Law School versus One Gall debate, the debate and the follow-up one, okay? But again, the other one is called Do Most Americans Have to File Taxes? Freedom Law Center versus One Gall. He gave the wrong name to this. Not a center, but Freedom Law School. Anyhow, so with that, let's go to other questions other people have. Having filed taxes each year, do I have any liability? So what could I do? Well, you filed confession trial forms. On those particular forms, did you admit you have any liability? If you did, you have a liability. If you did not, you do not. I haven't seen your paperwork, so I don't know. I cannot tell you if you have any liability. Only your own income tax confession forms would show that. Okay? So without that, I cannot go forward from here. And I would suggest to call me. Folks, put the call number on the screen, please. Folks, you got to call me. That's why you guys got to call. Seeing messages don't work. Because I got to ask you for more clarification question, and you are not there. You're not there, okay? I'm going to ask you clarification on your question. If you call me, I'll be happy to answer your question in more detail. There's a number, folks, 657-383-1755. And push on your keypad. Push 1 and let us know you have a question, and I will get your questions one person at a time. Somebody else asked about thoughts on Pete Hendrickson's strategy and his book. Well, Pete Hendrickson's book is one of the better books out there. I've covered that previously in my presentations. He talks a lot about the Supreme Court decisions, U.S. Supreme Court decisions, and some parts of the Internal Revenue Code. But he still, and he talks about some definitions of the code, of the Internal Revenue Code, right? And he says this is defined here. But when I wrote him an article about over 2 years ago about United States in the code, means the District of Columbia, his response was, oh, you can't take all those definitions very seriously. You cannot take those definitions seriously. You got to take everything here seriously. Every word matters. From a guy so learned, to say that to me was shocking. So, no, his stuff, he tries to get some of that withholding money back. Sometimes it works. The money that was withheld from your paycheck, it was stolen. Sometimes it doesn't. And a guy I talked to just yesterday, he said, I'm not even an employee. I'm an independent contractor. No withholding from my paycheck. I didn't try to get back. I was trying to be principled and follow the Pete Hendrickson method. And by doing so, the guy made himself a target. Now they're coming after him for money. So you make yourself a target. Hello? One of those tax protesters you're trying to get? Yeah, here I am. Folks, just stop filing. You don't need to write the IRS anything. IRS is the bulldog, but you don't talk to the bulldog. You talk to the bulldog's owner. The Congress of the United States can get rid of all this IRS nonsense and gibberish. If they wanted to, they got to do it. It's their job. Talk to them. Write to the congressman, not the IRS. Another person asks, any way to stop set up a nonprofit without doing 501c3? Absolutely, my friend. It's not the federal government's business at all. How you run your business for or nonprofit at all, any more than it's the business of the government of Egypt, Japan, or France. Whether you run your business in any of the 50 states as a for-profit or non-profit, just go around your business and don't worry about the government of France, Japan, Egypt, or the District of Columbia, United States government. None of their business. What you want to do, you are fine. Another question is, is there a handbook or a guide for employers to properly handle their employees, or do I need to join the employer plan? Yes, you want to join the employer freedom plan. It's made for you. That's all done correctly for you, my friend, okay? No, there isn't. Anyway, do it for yourself. And it depends on how many employees you have. If you have maybe a couple employees or five, you want to make them all independent contractors. You don't need anything. You could do it yourself or join Restore Freedom Plan on your own only. But if you have employees that have to remain employees, then you want to get the Employer Freedom Plan. And then we have a follow-up question. Are state pensions exempt from the excise tax, or are they a federally privileged instrument annuity? Neither. Look. America is not a country. America is 50 countries plus one. Every state is a country. Like France, Germany, and Italy are part of the European Union. They're countries within the Union. They gave some narrow powers to the central government of Europe, same thing here in America. The states who were colonies who became independent in America in 1776, they were completely independent countries until 1991, they created the federal government and gave it limited specific powers. Okay, so there's nothing to be exempt from or immune from. State pension in the state of Florida, Texas, California, New Hampshire is as much foreign to the federal government as, again, a pension from Egypt, Japan, or France. It's completely foreign to that entity, okay? We are, your state is your country. It's like a Frenchman or Italian says, I'm a French, I'm Italian, and also European. I'm a Frenchman. I'm an Italian. I'm a Floridian, and also an American. Got it? You might be a Texan and then an American, okay? And so, and they're not in any way federally privileged. Okay, again, no federal privilege. Because states were here before the federal government. The states created the federal government. Look, God created people. People created the states. States created the federal government. It's in that order. The federal government is below the states and we the people. But of course, the public school system teaches us otherwise. The federal government is above all, the big government. By the way around, you are just fine, my friend. Free. Another question asks, is it necessary to put assets into trust to protect from seizure? Well, a lot of people do not have any assets, but if you do have any assets, whether filer or not filer, look, everybody out there has assets, does, and should protect them. Why do you think Bill Gates, when he created Microsoft, he put it in a corporation, not a sole proprietor or partnership of Bill Gates? Because if Microsoft is a partnership, if they sued any of his partners, they could attack the business. They're going to attack his own personal assets if for the Microsoft's errors. And then with Jeff Bezos, he formed a corporation to have Amazon in, so that if Amazon does mess ups, hurts people, they will not come after Jeff Bezos' personal assets. And they have their assets and belongings in corporations, trusts, and limited liability companies and other entities. Yes, they do it. Yes, why not? You can do it if you do it right. Don't just fall for these trust promoters. Most of the trusts out there I've seen sold to people are done wrong. The sovereign, pure, constitutional, non-statutory founding fathers, ooh, trusts. These labels mean nothing, folks, of the trust. It's how you set up and operate the trust that matters. Okay? So sometimes corporations or limited liability companies may be better than trust. There's not a one-size-fits-all answer, but yes, it's perfectly fine for you to protect your assets by anybody trying to take it from you down the road, or when you pass away, making sure that the lawyers and government don't rip you off, or somebody doesn't rip it off. It goes to your children, grandchildren, or whoever are your heirs. It goes to them properly, right? Because you can't take it with you. Plan ahead. Plan ahead where all your assets are going to be going. Plan it now. Do you have any more questions in written format, guys, or anybody online on the Blog Talk Radio? One more caller. Area code 209, right? All right, my friend, from Fresno, California area, I'm calling from area code 209. Give me your first name. I heard about Freedom Law School. And then your question. Call from America 209. You are live. Okay. Looks like he's not there. Do you have any more callers? No other messages? Okay. Now, let me just say this, folks. I'm going to be speaking at the Red Pill Expo, folks. Looks like coming up. Yeah, Red Pill Expo in Salt Lake City. But not on November 12th and 13th, but Monday the 14th is the plan, okay? Red Pill Expo, Salt Lake City, Utah. You definitely want to be there, folks. It's going to be a great event, okay? You're going to meet me in person. I'd be happy to meet you. A lot of great speakers. Ed Griffin, who runs it, has been a friend of mine for over 20 years. Yes. So be sure to come to the event, folks, and meet all those great speakers, movers and shakers. And meet me, folks. It's very affordable. If you cannot come in person, just go get online videos. Okay? RedPillExpo.org. Any other, no last check, no more questions online or on Blog Talk? Not, folks. Thank you very much for taking your time. Remember, I would love for you to be free. I would love you to join me in this quest for living that live and love and let love world. But I cannot make you. It's not up to me. It's up to you to choose freedom. It's up to you to continue your path. Go to our website at livefreenow.org. Educate yourself in your car. Play the videos. Eating lunch or dinner on your smartphone. Put up our videos. Go to our website. Educate yourself. And you go toward the light of truth, the knowledge will grow, and you'll be free. Heather will join hands, folks, and restore freedom in America as well. So, now maybe I should do the law library one. Law library will be next week, yeah, because of the fact that they had a little challenge there on that. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay, we're done. And give me the phone number of the guy in 813-REX. Yeah. Okay, so that's what we do, Matt, on those. So that, yeah, we have George follow up with it. 992. Okay. Very good. Plans to follow our program. Yep. So he'll be joining. Matter of time. Okay. Very good. Guys, how many calls did we have, gentlemen, at different platforms? Any more information you have for me? No? Well, no, he has. You guys have that information. Steve knows. Have you shown Marcus how to find out how many people we had at different platforms watching us? Oh, so we're not using ReachTube anymore?
This is the submission source. I don't know why it does that. You're like pretty, just go up.